variety, culture, and class in America. Live from Long Island's Gold Coast, this is the Melissa Itell Duran Show on Breaking It Down Radio with co-host Frank McKay.
I'd like to welcome everyone back to the Melissa Itell Duran Show. Frank McKay here with the Renaissance Woman, Melissa Itell Duran. If you go to melissaitellduran.com, you can watch two documentaries, two different documentaries on this wonderful woman. And if you go to iHeartRadio and a whole bunch of other places, you could binge listen to everything that we've been doing here, the author, the novelist, and so many other things. Melissa Itell Duran, welcome.
Hi, Frank. Hi, everyone.
Well,
are we all in the midst of this pandemic?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the big question, and I say this a lot, but you know, usually when you say how are you, it's all right. How are you? Okay, good. You know, you don't even think about it. Sometimes you say how are you now, and you're like holding your breath. I hope they're all right.
Right.
I hope their family's okay.
Or the new thing is, how are you doing?
Right.
How are you feeling? Are you alive? No.
be safe is another thing that I noticed.
Oh, yes.
I say that, and a lot of
mm-hmm.
people say, okay, be safe.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
You know, you wouldn't
when
think.
I hear...
Go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. No, I was just going to say, yeah, it's kind of odd. You know, be safe. I'm thinking, okay, are we in a war zone?
Right. Don't step on a landmine. There's landmines all over the place. Be safe. You know, you say to somebody at an action park, or you say to somebody before they go to play football, you know, tackle football with their friends, be safe, be careful, be safe. You know, it's a mom saying to the kid, hey, be safe, or a mom saying to the girl, oh, be safe. If you're going into the city yourself, be safe, you know, all of this. You know, now it's be safe for real. In fact, somebody must have said that to Joe Biden, because he's being as safe as you possibly can be. I haven't even heard from him. Has he been around? Has there been a Joe Biden sighting anywhere?
Well, I don't know if there's been a sighting. There have been. Oh, he sent out dozens of emails. You know, could you chip in $5? We're going to have a virtual. You have $5. You had a dime to spare. There's been. There are virtual town halls and virtual conversations with former competitors. The other night, Pete Buttigieg.
Oh.
I don't remember him?
Yeah.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was sending out email blasts that he and his old friend Joe are going to have a virtual conversation, and we'd like all our grassroots supporters to join us.
Mm. Yeah, it sounds like a real conversation they're going to have.
Oh, it's going to be so scintillating.
Yeah.
Scintillating that I just can't wait.
Yeah. Well, listen, Mayor Pete, it's the first time I've heard his name in a while. I think he thought he was going to be front and center, you know, when this whole thing came about, and the same thing with some of the other folks. Amy Klobuchar might, you know, you never know. Maybe she's going to be his VP candidate. He's boxed himself in. He has to take a woman.
Yes, he said, just a woman. It's not about, you know, who's the best person for the job. It has to be a woman. And I think that maybe Mayor Pete is counting on a cabinet position, because what else can he do? I mean, he can't stay in his Indiana hometown forever. He's no longer the mayor there. He's the former mayor.
Right.
So he's got to do something, you know. Either he runs for the Senate from Indiana, or he joins a major corporation and makes megabucks. There's really no other way for him to, use his name recognition effectively.
Yeah. Well, listen, it's true. He'll get a cabinet position. I think he will. You know, he's a young guy. He's a well-respected guy. Very bright guy. I don't think he's rubbed too many people the wrong way. Amy, right? Didn't he rub her the wrong way at one time? Aren't those two battling? Or am I mixing them up? He didn't like somebody, and she didn't like him.
Amy Klobuchar and Mayor Pete. Let's put it this way. They're not exactly best of friends.
No. They're competing for the same votes, I think.
Yeah.
And you know, now they're competing for the love of Father Joe, Uncle Joe. And, you know, who will get the better position? Well, if Amy Klobuchar gets the vice president spot, then clearly she's the heartbeat away. I don't know if it's going to be her. It doesn't have to be anyone who was a presidential candidate, by the way. It could be anybody.
No, you know? Right, exactly.
Do you have any bets on who it might be? I know the woman, who's the African-American woman?
The one who's been down south. Advertising herself. She's been promoting herself. Stacey Abrams.
Right. Is she the governor of South Carolina? Or was she
well,
ran?
She, She ran for governor of Georgia, I mm-hmm. believe, and lost in a had a hairpin election. I mean, she goes by the name, you know, by this whole thing of the being a victim of a voter fraud or
yeah.
whatever, you know. But the problem she has, aside from promoting herself, I mean, she's doing a wonderful job. You see more of her than you see of Biden,
yeah.
is that she doesn't have any, you know, real governing experience other than the Georgia legislature, which she held a very prominent spot. She has no international connections. She hasn't really governed anywhere. She's just made it in the news because she would have been the first woman, African American, governor had she gone over, you know, had she gotten enough the plurality of the votes. And she's, to this day, she's citing voter fraud, and she has her own movement to fight voter fraud. So she has been, I think, the most heavily marketed, self-marketed possible VP name out there. But again, we don't know. And this is funny. Somebody brought this up. I know. Somebody did this on the National Review website. Please, Joe Biden, pick Stacey Abrams. So now we can use the morbidly obese statement that Nancy. I'm sorry, I didn't say that. That's what
yeah,
I read.
You're repeating. You don't kill the messenger.
Yeah. So yes, I don't know if it's going to happen, but that would be quite a scene, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I don't think she's going to be the nominee, the vice presidential nominee.
Yeah.
And here's why. I don't think he needs to put a person of color on the ticket if he puts a woman on the mm-hmm. ticket. And the reason is this. He has Obama with him 100%, and he
right.
has
mm-hmm.
a tremendous amount of support from the African-American community. And they love him, and they saved his
yeah.
butt in South Carolina. Without
South Carolina
and the African American voters, he's nowhere near this. It's Bernie. It's Bernie as the front runner, which would have been very interesting. Let me tell you, it would have been very interesting if Bernie would have pulled this off and Biden didn't turn it all around. Again, Frank McKay here, urging everyone to go to melissaiteldurin.com. And binge listen to everything that we've been doing here, iHeartRadio and a whole bunch of other spots. Frank McKay here with Melissa Eitel-Jern. But think about it for a moment. The need for the African-American vote by putting somebody on the ticket isn't necessarily there. He's speaking to them. He's got the heart of and the soul of the African-American community. They're going to vote for him. Those that are in that community, the folks that are in that community are going to support Joe Biden over Donald Trump. I don't think there's any question about that. The female vote, if he has somebody on the ticket, you know, you got to assume he's going to get a lot of female voters anyway, because a lot of them don't like Donald
yeah.
Trump. You know, they
right,
they're
right.
not there. So he puts a female on, you know, a lady on for vice president, you know, and if it's somebody who's hopefully can do a lot of the talking, he could sit back and babble and quiet and let that person talk. What do you think? I mean, what does he have to do with the vice presidential pick?
Well, he has to stick to his word, but definitely. I mean, I don't know. I'm not sure. Sometimes you can. I think there's a little bit of leeway, but he has boxed himself into saying it's going to be a woman. Now, I don't know if he mentioned that he prefers a woman of color.
No, he didn't say that.
He didn't say that. Okay, so he's boxed himself into that because it really should be for the person who, the right person, meaning male or female, the person who really fits the job description and would be an asset to the ticket. So, what if the real good person, the best applicant, the best contender is not a woman? We'll never know. I don't know. I have a feeling this thing was going to backfire on Stacey Abrams. You know, she's making all these, you know, doing all these interviews, making all these televised appearances, and doing town halls. You know, she's doing town halls with colleges and universities now. I don't know if that's going to amount to very much. I think on his short list, believe it or not, he has Elizabeth Warren, mm-hmm. Amy Klobuchar, Kamala Harris. He also has, I think, our, the governor of Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer, mm-hmm. one of our favorite people.
Right.
I don't think that would be a good choice. That would be a very controversial choice, given the flack that she's received from people about her, I would say, her very definitive lockdown procedures. I mean, we know she's auditioning for vice president. I mean, you can't be,
no
you
doubt.
Can't be any more. Yes, yeah, you can't.
Wait.
I mean, she's, oh yeah, she's not hiding it. I mean, let's face it, she's auditioning every day. And I'm not, you know, we didn't mention, but the Michigan had a terrible breaking of its dams, flooding because the dams were neglected. They were never replaced, repaired, whatnot, and people in certain part of central Michigan. Have had a hellish time.
You know, Flint, Michigan has that horrendous. You know, their water supply.
The contaminated water. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think she's a good candidate at all for this. Plus, she's picked a fight with Trump, not in a great way. You know, not in a great way. Michigan's a battleground state. They don't want her to cost them the state. So I think they're going to stay away from her. If you lose, if Trump wins Michigan, then he's going to, he's going to win again.
Right.
I don't think he can lose it. But again, MelissaEiteljourn.com, a great place to go. Who else is there? I mean, did they mention shortlist already, or is that coming on like June 1st? Isn't there some deadline for the shortlist?
These are the rumors.
Right.
I don't know. I didn't know if they're making an official. An official statement on June. Is that what you heard on June 1st? They're making an official.
They're going to make the statement that they've narrowed it down to a certain number.
I see.
Who knows what they say?
And
what they're going to do? But I think there is some kind of official promise.
Okay. Well, I've read. I mean, I've been all kinds of insinuations that the people I've mentioned, Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar and Stacey Abrams and Gretchen Whitmer are on that short list, and there's possibly someone else. And these are people that I don't think have the top name recognition. We especially for us in the Northeast, the governor of New Mexico, and the representative in the House who she was a former police commissioner. Who had a very prominent role during the impeachment hearings, among others. I'm probably leaving out.
Yeah, right. There's some names there. He can't get to Cuomo. The only way Cuomo's getting on this ticket is as a presidential candidate. I think.
Right.
I don't think there's any other way.
No. He's not going to take number two. And then of course there is the conspiracy theory, the ultra conspiracy theory that Hillary. Is waiting in the wings again.
Wow.
This is her back entrance to get to
she would love that.
To grind an axe with Trump. You know, maybe Joe Biden will disappear somehow, and then she will send this
food
to the press. Yeah, she'll put something in his water. No.
She'll make him drink the Michigan water, the central Michigan
water,
and finish him off that way.
She'll switch glasses. She'll put a Mickey in his. Here, Joe, have this. You'll feel much better.
His advisors will say, do not take anything from Hillary. Do not take a drink from her glass. Do not let
anything.
Her give you food. Don't let her staff giving you food. It's terrible, but a lot of people say that.
True.
A lot of people say things like that. And by the way, just a quick thing, not to disagree, but Cuomo would take the second spot. I just don't think he can get it because it's promised to a woman.
I don't know. I don't think his ego would permit that.
He'll take it. Trust me, he'll take it.
You think so?
No doubt about it. He'll take it because he doesn't think Biden will last that long.
Yeah, I didn't think so either. But then again, I think a big ego like a big personality like Governor Cuomo is looking for the top spot, and he's not admitting it, but he is auditioning for 2024.
Yeah, and that's assuming Biden loses. So he's auditioning there. But I don't know. Yeah. I don't know that they're giving up on this year. You see, here's the thing. Just remember, not too long ago, we were talking about bail reform and some embarrassing issues for Andrew Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo was not popular until coronavirus came. It's almost like Rudy Giuliani with 9/11. I mean, Rudy Giuliani... during 9/11 became a superstar, and he became the Time and Newsweek Man of the Year.
And Mr. the Mayor of America.
Right, and that's exactly what's happening with Andrew Cuomo here, you know, America's governor. And we're looking at a whole different dynamic now. But he was wondering where's he going to go. I mean, he has. People from the left that don't like him, and maybe they would try to clip him from the left if he runs again in 2022. But he's he'll take the second spot. I know him.
So?
I know him pretty
you
well. Telling you, I guarantee you, if they said we want you to be vice president, he would take it in a heartbeat. It's better than being governor of New York. And he's already done that, been there, done that since 2010, and you know, he got elected.
Long time.
It's a long time, and you know, it's a dead end. His father didn't make it past three terms. He lost in his fourth run against Pataki, against a guy named Pataki, by the way, who had no money, no net recognition, and a funny name, and he lost, you know, to a Republican, which is hard to do in the state of New York. He knows that. Andrew was very involved in that campaign, so the governor. This Governor Cuomo knows exactly what happened to the last Governor Cuomo in his fourth term, in his run for a fourth term. So, yeah, I mean, I'm telling you, he would take the vice presidential spot in a heartbeat. And that's just me. I haven't heard that from him. But trust me, he would take that spot.
He would. Okay.
No
all
doubt.
Right. Well, you know better than I do. But I'm all right.
That's a good move. You know, I mean, it's a good move. Where's your career move other than that? You have two U.S. senators that are Democrats in New York, and they're not going anywhere. Gillibrand's presidential aspirations, didn't pan out unless she becomes vice president, which Biden's not going to do, right? Unless she becomes or gets a cabinet position. Both of those senators are young enough. Schumer's plans on being the majority leader, right? So Schumer and Gillibrand are going to be there forever. They block them there. Where else do you go? I mean, where else do you go as governor of New York? It's vice president or president. It's the only two spots.
Well, the same philosophy can apply to some of the people, some of the women on the short list. I don't think it's going to be Elizabeth Warren, not because she's sparred with Biden, not because she used to be aligned. I don't know how closely, but she was aligned with Bernie. She does have excellent policy points. She mopped the floor. Let's face it, she's a great debater. She mopped the floor with Bloomberg. So she's got a very powerful presence. But if they lose, they don't want to lose her in the Senate. They need as many of they need a Democratic presence in the Senate. I don't think he's going to choose Elizabeth Warren for that reason.
Yeah, that's a very good point. You know, they don't want to risk that. Now, she is Massachusetts, and Massachusetts is pretty Democratic, but they lost. Scott Walker was from Massachusetts, right? So
Scott Brown,
I'm sorry. So he lost, and that's in recent memory.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to Scott Brown?
I don't know. Very good-looking man.
Yeah. He was like a movie star. He looked like a movie star.
Right. Right, and then he was there for what, one term?
Yeah,
something like that.
He had a
that.
Cup of coffee, and then he left.
Yeah,
and but anyway, you bring up a great point about Elizabeth Warren, which I think further shrinks the list. The reason you would go with Elizabeth Warren is if Bernie and Bernie's people, the Bernie bros and sisters. Mm-hmm. Is there a Bernie sis? Is there any word for them?
I don't know. There must be Bernie sisters because there are many female supporters of Bernie.
Right,
but
tons. And the thing is that if they were mad and they were somehow threatening to stay home, then you put Elizabeth Warren on to kind of appease them because she's very left. But you're absolutely right. You bring up a great point. They can't lose the seat in the Senate.
Right. So I don't think she's going to get the nod I really haven't seen. I just never saw that to begin with. Amy Klobuchar would be a very safe bet, and she's good. She's down the middle of the road. She would be great. I don't know if he's going to go that way. He may want excitement. He may want his you know, Hail Mary, whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he's going to pick anyone akin to Sarah Palin. Yes, that was a disastrous choice.
Yeah, that's not happening here.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't think it's going to be Elizabeth Warren, and I don't see Stacey Abrams. I mean, I could be wrong. I'm not a professional psychic, but, you know, when you try too hard, sometimes it doesn't land you where you want it to be. And Kamala Harris, she sparred with Biden. She had she made that incendiary comment, I was that little girl.
Yeah. Yeah, she's coming from California, you know, too. You don't need California votes. Getting something in the Midwest. Amy Klobuchar.
Right, so it might not be her.
Everything
Klobuchar
that you
would
said
be great.
There, Klobuchar's a smart choice.
Yeah, yeah. So we'll see. June 1st is not that far away.
Yep, no doubt. Frank McKay here, just about to sign off. Melissa, any last thoughts on anything?
Well, let's keep our eyes out for Joe, see where he is. He's popping his head out of. I think he's in his basement. He usually does his interviews from the basement of his house, and I think they have to show him on the floor, you know, where he's going.
Yeah.
They have to have the arrows.
Yeah. See, I wonder if he knows he's in his basement. Maybe they said you're in the White House or you're in the.
Oh no, that's terrible. That would be a cruel joke.
I'm sorry. That is terrible. Where am I? You're in the White House, Mr. President. Okay. Right.
That's funny. It's so funny. When they bring back SNL.
Yeah. That's right.
I'm sure they're. Yeah. We'll see. We'll see some parodies. We'll you know.
Yeah.
We'll see how they handle this whole thing.
It'll be good. Listen, stay safe, as we said in the beginning of the thing. Stay safe and be careful.
Yes.
And the best to your family. And I'll talk to you.
Thank you. Yours too.
Talk to you real soon. And to everyone out there, thank you for listening each and every week.
Thank you, everyone.
And please binge listen to everything we're doing. Go to MelissaIteldurin.com. Watch the documentaries on Melissa. Frank McKay signing off. We'll see you all next time on the Melissa Itell Duren Show.
You've been listening to Melissa Itell-Duren and co-host Frank McKay on Breaking It Down Radio.